Welcome to the broadcast ministry of His Vision Ministries with Pastor Shane Lawson. God's word is unlike any other word. It is alive. Jesus said, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life." John 6:63. These messages are intended to bring life application, hope, and encouragement from the Word of God. The purpose of His Vision's multimedia ministry is to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world through the use of technology and media as an outreach tool. We pray you will be blessed by today's message. Now here is Pastor Shane.
If you will, take and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, and when you found it, look up here, and let me tell you a statistic that I read. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Nearly 49% of U.S. adults reported experiencing frequent stress, and these are recent statistics, by the way. That is the highest in Gallup's trend to date. More than 80% of U.S. workers report experiencing workplace stress, and over 50% believe their work-related stress affects their home life. A survey found that 77% of Americans regularly experience physical symptoms of stress, and that 73% experience psychological symptoms of stress. Globally, and several major economies included, about 6 in 10 employees say that they are experiencing increased work-related stress. And for U.S. adults in 2022, not long ago, about 18.2% experienced symptoms of anxiety, and 21.4% experienced symptoms of depression in a two-week period, underscoring how stress interacts or intersects with mental health. And then on the economic side, job-related stress in the United States is estimated to cost employers $300 billion plus annually, through absenteeism, turnover, and decreased productivity and direct costs. I share that to say all this to you today, my friends, and it's simply this, and I want you to know right now, as we continue through this series, Living Through Life's Hard Hits, that right now, if there's ever been a time that people have been stretched thin, it is right now. And according to these recent surveys that I just shared with you, nearly half of all the adults in America say they live on a life with frequent stress. Over 80% of workers, by the way, as we've seen, confess that stress spills over from their job into their homes, and nearly three-quarters of the people reported feeling both the physical and the emotional symptoms of stress from sleepless nights, and guess what else? I'll just say it, anxious hearts. Let me ask a question, and let's just all be honest. How many in this room, how many people that are sitting here today, at some point in your life, you have felt stressed? So I think the message applies to all of us, right? And perhaps the most sobering of all, experts estimate that stress, think about this, stress, it costs our nation over $300 billion a year in lost productivity. Can you imagine the outreach that we could do if we could take $300 billion in America and proclaim and share the good news of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Now listen, people are on burnout. And so behind those numbers, I want to tell you right now, I went out there and I wanted the updated information because I've preached on stress before. But behind those numbers, here's what God gave me. There are names of real people behind those numbers. And boy, that was a wake-up call to me. I mean, they're sitting beside us in church pews, by the way. They're standing in grocery lines when you and I go to the grocery store. And they're scrolling through, those of you that are on social media, I don't really get on there. Yes, you say, well, you're on there every day, I see your face. That's automated. But anyway, those that are scrolling through social media, trying to mask their exhaustion, if you will, behind a smile. I mean, and something that is really plaguing the internet now is that anything that should be good, everybody wants to comment negative. Now, I'm going to stop right here and say something about right here because I'm very transparent. A couple weeks ago, on a Sunday morning, God is my witness, and I shouldn't probably say this, but Brother Ralph was standing right by me in this church, and we'll omit this part from the message that's online. But in this church, I'm just going to be honest, just to tell you how stressed people are, 17 people came through that door with a negative spirit. They said something negative the moment they came through those doors.
Amen.
I'm right about that, aren't I?
Amen.
That tells me, and listen, God gave me this message on stress, not the contents of it, but that I was going to preach on this on that Lanai that day. And here it is. If people are like that, they're stressed.
Amen.
Now, the truth is, I think it has become, stress has become a silent epidemic of our generation. It squeezes our peace, it steals our sleep, right? And it also, it distracts our hearts from the presence of God. How can I walk myself, and I'm only going to preach to me for a moment, through those doors and have a negative spirit within my heart and come in here and lift up the name of Jesus? I can't do it. Now, in the midst of all this pressure, there is a promise from Jesus that still rings true today. And you don't have to turn there, but he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And he says, I will give you rest. That's what Jesus says. Now that hit me like a ton of bricks this past week. Listen, there is a Savior, my friends, who still calms the storms. Not just the ones that rage on the outside, but the ones that roar within. And the world, listen, the world may offer medication. The world may offer meditation. And the world may offer even motivation. I mean, if you go to the bookstore, guess what? All these books are out there in half the bookstore about motivation. And the world may offer that, but only Christ offers restoration.
Amen.
And listen, when the pressures build up, and they do, trust me, I know, God's peace can break through. And so today we're going to learn that while stress is unavoidable, spiritual rest is available.
Amen.
And the same God who led His people by the way, and we're studying this in our Sunday school lesson, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit works. I didn't know we were going to be in Numbers and Deuteronomy, 6 months ago, whenever the God gave me kind of this passage of Scripture. That's all He gave me, by the way. He didn't even give me a title. This is just going to be part of this series. And so, He's through all this stuff right here, God's can break through. And so today we're going to learn that while stress is unavoidable, and it is, spiritual rest is available. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 through 3, He led His children through the wilderness, and He still leads today His children through worry.
Amen.
Let's see what the Bible has to say today. Look with me in chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and prove thee and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee known the man doth not live by bread alone, but that every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. This is the word of the Lord. Praise be to God Almighty. Brother Ralph, would you pray for me this morning?
Father, Lord, we come to You once again with thankful hearts. Father, we thank You for the many blessings You bestowed upon us, Lord. Father, be with Brother Shane this morning, Lord. Father, as he stands forth, bring thy word, Lord. Father, we just pray that you would just give him the word that you'd have us to hear, Lord. Father, Father, if there be someone here that don't know thee, we just pray if they come and know thee before it's everlasting too late. Father, just forgive us for all of our many sins. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. You know, life has a way of hitting us hard and heavy. And I think, again, one of the most silent yet suffocating blows is to encounter stress. And it creeps into our schedules. Think about this. It stalks our sleep, as I've already mentioned, and it strangles our spirit. That's what stress does. And whether it comes from pressure that's out on the job or problems in the home or maybe it's a personal failure. I mean, we all fail at some time, right? Stress has the potential, and you know what it has the potential to do? To break us. And to, or it has the potential also, let me say this, to build us. So there can be a positive in this. The good news is that God doesn't waste the wilderness. Here in Deuteronomy in chapter 8, these two verses we looked at, the children of Israel, listen, they were not just wandering. They were being worked on. God was shaping them and the generation to come through their stress. Now, I've entitled today's message, Stretched by Stress, but Strengthened by the Savior.
Yes, amen.
And I wanted to find a guy pulling a rope has had nothing to do with the title of the message because God gave me that and I found this. I thought it just went really well together, because sometimes this is how life is. And so the passage here today reveals how God uses stress for sanctification, for revelation, and also transformation. And so here's what I want us to take out the door today. Friend, when stress surrounds you, I want you to remember that God uses the wilderness to strengthen your faith and to humble your heart, and to teach you total dependency, guess what, on the sustaining Word of God. And so, just a couple things to take with us here as we run through this from the Holy Spirit. First of all, stress as a pathway to preparation. Look back in verse 2. It says, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord God led thee." Now, I'm going to put another picture up on the screen here. And in 1953, geologist Dr. H. Tracy Hall, whose picture is up on the screen, achieved what many people thought was impossible. And what happened was is that he created the first synthetic diamond in a laboratory. And this is that laboratory, by the way. Using, how many have heard of General Electric? Using General Electric's Project Superpressure, Hall subjected here ordinary graphite in all this tremendous heat and pressure, about 2,500 degrees, imagine that, Fahrenheit, and 1.5 million pounds per square inch of pressure. Now, what emerged from that intense environment was not destruction, but it was a transformation. The carbon that was under stress here became something that was far more valuable and resilient. And guess what it was? It was a diamond. And so Dr. Hall's experiment demonstrated this timeless truth: pressure has a purpose. And without the crushing weight there, and the fiery heat, carbon would remain common, it would remain unrefined, but under stress, guess what? It was shaped into this brilliance. And so, I share that to say this today. Similarly, I want you to know God often allows in our lives stress and strain. Listen, it's not to destroy us, not at all, but guess what? It's to develop us. And so as Moses, remember, reminded Israel here in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3, that the wilderness was God's workshop. And we know the story. Listen, the hardship they had, I guarantee you, humbled them. And they complained some, right? It tested them. And you know what? It taught them to depend, and they learned this the hard way, but to depend on His Word rather than their own resources. And so stress was not a punishment. Guess what it was? It was a preparation for the promised land. Now, just as diamonds are formed under pressure, I want to remind you, my friend, that God uses the stresses of life to shape His children for a greater strength, a greater service, and also spiritual maturity. And so Israel wasn't lost in the wilderness. They were led by the Lord. Listen, when the Lord, that Shekinah cloud of glory, that pillar of fire at night, and then it's a cloud during the day. Listen, they were led by the Lord. They were not alone. And so stress often makes you and I, us, feel like everything's out of control. But in Deuteronomy, as I read this, it reminds us, my friends, God is still leading. Your detour, whatever that may be, is not a mistake. It's a mission. Think about what you're having to go through. We talked about some things in Sunday school that people are having to go through right now. I mean, there's some hardships. Some of it's been going on for many, many years for many people. And so there's a couple things that I want us to think about. First of all, stress reveals the sovereign's route. Israel, again, they were not lost in the wilderness, but the wilderness was not a punishment. Here's what I want you to really think about. The wilderness was not a punishment at all. It was a proving ground.
Amen.
Listen, God has a plan even in the path that seemed painful. And so, not only that, but friend, also stress reminds us of the shepherd's record. Notice what it says, "Thou shalt remember." You know, memory is medicine when stress is suffocating. We can't live on yesterday, but we can always remember what God has done for us in our times of stress, right? God calls Israel to recall His faithfulness. And in stressful seasons, you and I, we must remember how He bought us. Listen, we don't always see His hand in the very moment, but we often recognize His footprints in hindsight. Listen, I talked to someone in this room just a few minutes ago during the shake and howdy time and cried on my shoulder. And they're sitting here. I'm not going to say who it is. But they're going through a tough time right now. And there's many people in this room that are. And listen, we're praying for you. But guess what? This message may be for you today. Because stress is a pathway, I believe, to preparation. Listen, we might be stretched by all the stress in our lives, and it may seem unbearable. But guess what? We can be strengthened by the Savior. Our current stress is surrounded, though, by past victories. Always remember that. By the way, stress refines the soul's readiness. Notice what it says. The Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. Now, I read that. That's a long time, right? 40 years. But I'm going to tell you this, it wasn't wasted time. God had a purpose. Listen, stress can feel like a stretch. But God is lengthening our patience. And guess what He's doing during that stretch? He's enlarging our faith. You know, every step in the sand was a step towards sanctification. And I want to tell you something. Stress is not always a sign of failure. It may be evidence of formation. We see next, number two, stress as a platform for purging. Notice what it says in verse 2 again. To humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thine heart. Now, in 1912 there was a gold refinery in Sydney, Australia, and it became, by the way, famous for its nearly flawless results. And so visitors would go and they would often ask the chief refiner how he knew the gold was so pure. And here, his answer was so profound, I want to share it with you. And I read this in a book. It says, and I quote, "When I can see my reflection clearly in the molten gold, I know the impurities are gone." Now, Gold begins its journey, if you know anything at all about it, mixed with other minerals. And listen, they're beautiful on the outside, but impure on the inside. And so to reach its highest value, it must be subjected to this intense fire where the heat separates what is worthless from what is precious. And so the same refiner doesn't apply heat to destroy the gold, but to purge it of everything that diminishes its worth. Sometimes we need to burn away some dross, right?
Amen.
That's biblical. Likewise, let me say this. God uses stress, what we're talking about today, and He uses hardship for His refining. And by the way, it's His refining fire to burn off some dross. Listen, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3 here. Israel's wilderness stress was a purging process. Guess what it was burning away, friend? It was burning away something that we all deal with in our lives, pride. It was burning away pride. It was burning away unbelief. It was burning away self-reliance so that they could become purified people who reflected only one thing that He wanted them to reflect, and that was His image. And so stress exposed what was in their hearts so that God would go and cleanse and He would prepare them for His purposes. My friend, I'm telling you today, the stress that you feel is often the fire that God allows, not to consume you, but to cleanse you until His reflection shines clearly in your life. You know what it does? Stress humbles the heart. God uses stress. He used stress to strip Israel of pride and their self-dependence. And you know, one of the things that stress does is it pulls back the layers, if you will, of self-sufficiency, and it reveals the need for divine strength that can only come from God. Pride says, I've got this. Stress reminds us, only God's got this. Amen?
Amen.
You and I don't have anything. We think we do, but we don't. When you get in your car in a few minutes to put it in park and put it in drive, reverse, and then go and drive and you push the pedal, I'm here to tell you right now the only way you can do that's because of the Lord. Sister Charlotte said that the Lord's got His foot on her pedal. He drives fast. Lord, please protect Sister Charlotte. And if anybody wants a witness of that, ask David Brown. Amen. We love you too, sister. Thank you for letting me aggravate you. You know, stress highlights hidden hindrances. Notice what it says. To know what was in thine heart. You know, stress is like a spiritual MRI. It shows what's really going on in the inside. In the wilderness, going back to that, what was in them came out of them. I mean, complaining, idolatry, doubt were all exposed from those people wandering in the wilderness from being under pressure. You know what? God allows stress to spotlight the spiritual toxins that you and I must surrender. That's why we've got to come to the altar and surrender all. We sing that song a lot, but how many people are literally surrendering? The same amount of people that are going to church? Nobody, hardly. You know what? Stress also tests the holy. The holy trust. This is whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. So God uses stress here, as we see, to see if we will follow Him even when we don't feel Him. We will still obey when the blessings aren't obvious. And so true faith isn't proven by prosperity. You know what it's proven by? Let me tell you what it's proven by. It's proven by perseverance. Stress separates the superficial believers from the surrendered ones. Let's go to number 3. Not only is stress as a platform for purging, but also a process for provision. Look at verse 3. And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna. So we see here stress exposes the emptiness of earthly resources. Notice it says, He suffered thee to hunger. God allowed hunger, listen, not because He lacked supply, but because He wanted to teach Israel here something deeper. You know, stress, what it does is it strips us of lesser securities. When what you rely on is removed, think about this for a minute. And you ought to take this as a warning. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. But when you rely on what is removed, you'll discover really what you rely on. Hunger was a way of highlighting one thing, and that was heaven's help. Stress also establishes the evidence of divine resources. Do you realize everything we enjoy is provided by God? You say, well, now, wait a minute, Shane. I did this. No. God allowed you and gave you the ability and the talent to do it. It says, and fed thee with manna. Just as Israel, and we've learned about this in Sunday school, thought that they were going to starve, right? God sent supernatural substance, yeah. Stress brings to the brink so that the blessings will fall from above. You know, manna was daily, it was divine, and it was dependable. Substance. You know, I tried to find another word for that, and God wouldn't let me use another word. I'm like, why do I have to use this one? You can't say it. You know what? When stress shuts one door, God opens another door. And you know what that door, another window. He opens another window from heaven. And stress, I think, elevates spiritual dependency. Notice what it says, which thou knewest not. Listen, they didn't recognize the provision at first. Stress can blind us, but even then, guess what? God still blesses us. He provides in a way that you and I don't expect. And then the last thing is stress is a pointer to the promise. Look at verse 3 again. It says that he might make thee known that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word. And so stress refocuses again the soul. Bread feeds the body, but you know what? It can't nourish the soul. Stress teaches us to feed on faithfulness of what? You're saying, well, what's that? God's word. It's not about what you have, but who you hear. When stress speaks loud, we ought to let Scripture speak louder, right?
Amen.
Stress also, Brother John, reinforces scriptural sufficiency. Notice it says, every word that proceedeth. Not some words, but every word. You know, in stressful seasons, every verse is a vitamin, every promise is a prescription, and every line is a lifeline. God's Word is what our strategy is when stress becomes the storm of our life. We don't just live by what we see. We live by what He says. And if you don't, you're miserable. And you're going to stay stressed. And then stress reaffirms the Savior's supremacy. And so this verse that we've seen in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, remember when Jesus was tempted by the devil? Christ knew the spiritual strength in stress, and He knew that it came from God's Word. If the Son of God needed the Word in the wilderness, remember that story? How much more do we need it? The Word, I want to remind you, the Bible, God's Word is our weapon. And when stress wages war on the soul, we need that weapon. And then stress is a prelude to spiritual maturity. I want us to step back and see the bigger picture as I kind of wrap this up. I read an article about the growth of a tree in the wind a while back. And it fascinated me. The picture actually got my attention. In the late 1980s, scientists built this massive enclosed ecosystem that you see on the screen in Arizona called Biosphere 2. And inside this sealed environment, it was completely sealed, they tried to replicate Earth's natural systems. In other words, they tried to grow plants, they tried to grow trees, they tried to grow crops, in perfect stress-free climates. And so the trees grew rapidly at first, but then something surprising happened, and it was this. Many of them fell before ever reaching their maturity. And so researchers discovered the problem, and the problem was simply this. There was no wind. Do you realize wind is important? I know some people don't like the wind, and I've had people, I've heard them before say, I don't like the wind because it messes up my hair.
Big deal, right? Go back to the beauty shop.
My grandmother, she's with Jesus now, but I always said, Mama, why do you put toilet paper in your hair? I can't mess up my two buns that were fixed this past week. She wouldn't let me ride with my sunroof. I like to be in my car with the sunroof open, and I like the God's wind blowing on me. That's just me. But in nature, the stress of wind, it causes trees to develop something called stress wood. It's this fibrous, dense tissue, and it strengthens the trunks and the roots. And so without wind, the trees in Biosphere 2 never developed the inner strength that they needed to stand upright when they grew tall. And so here's the reason I say that is this scientific discovery here mirrors a very profound spiritual truth, as important as I wrap this up, and it is that God often allows the winds of stress to blow against our lives. Listen, friend, it's not to topple us, but it is to toughen us. And so the pressures that we face, they're not punishment. You know what? They're preparation. And so just as the wind matures the trees, I want to remind you today that stress matures the believer, strengthening faith, endurance, and spiritual reliability. And so we see here that in Deuteronomy, that God teaches that as Israel was in the wilderness, wind was God's way of maturing them for the promised land. And stress, guess what it is? It is the training ground, if you will, for trust.
Amen.
And without wind of stress and faith, our faith will remain very, very low. In other words, it may not even exist. And so, stress is not a sign of God's absence. That's what I want you to know today as I'm closing. We're getting ready for the invitation. It's often evidenced in His activity. And so, we see here stress not as a random interruption, but a refining instrument. So I want to ask you today, are you in a season of stress right now? Because I'm going to say something to you, say, well, no, things are going great. I'm under no stress at all. Praise God for that. I don't want anybody to be stressed out. But I will be giving you the truth about right here as we go into our invitation. You have either just came out of stress, or you're in stress, or you're going to go into stress if you live long enough.
Amen.
You're going to live through some of life's hard hits. And I know sometimes we say, well, this person, you just don't realize that they've got it so good. You and I don't know how good people might have it and they may not have it. They might look good on the outside. They might look tip-top in their high heels and walking on into the business. Right? Hey, I'm somebody. Keep it work. That's how some people's bosses are, right?
Amen.
If you've ever worked in a factory or worked for a company, they can be like that. Trust me, I know. There's too many of that. Last time I looked, they used the same kind of restroom that I did.
Amen.
And that's saying it in a real nice way. I guarantee you, behind all that facade, there's something going on in some of those people's lives. They've either been through it before, or they're in it now, or if their pride's so big they think that they're the best, they're going to go through it. And so, let today be a, and I'm going to use this word, a turning point. We know what that word means now. Let stress be your signal to seek God's presence. It's really weird. But on May the 2nd, I wrote down that word turning point in my notes, not knowing what would happen to Charlie Kirk. And I didn't put two and two together until I went back and pulled out the notes that God gave me on that day for this particular message on stress. I didn't have a sermon. I didn't have that till I got here really this morning, to be honest. That's under the Holy Spirit. But I had some notes. And that was a word that God gave me. I think we're in a turning point in our world even.
Amen.
And I think there's going to be such a great turning point that the Lord's coming back soon, and that's going to be the best turning point there could ever be. Amen? Let your invitation dive deeper into His Word, and let it be your platform to proclaim that man shall not live by bread alone, but, friend, by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth, not your mouth or my mouth, but the mouth of God. Amen?